Today we're going to make a humanized old-school drum and bass vocal texture in Ableton Live 12, and we're going to do it with minimal CPU load. This is a beginner-friendly lesson, so don't worry if you're still getting comfortable with Ableton. The whole point here is to build a vocal layer that feels alive, a little unstable, a little haunted, and very much at home in a jungle intro, a rolling DNB buildup, or a dark transition before the drop. We are not making a polished pop vocal. We are making something that feels like an old radio sample, a dusty rave phrase, a ghostly chopped voice, or a moving atmospheric layer that rises underneath the drums. And the big idea today is humanize. That means we want the vocal to stop sounding like a perfect loop and start sounding like it was actually performed, even if it's built from a tiny sample. So we'll add subtle timing changes, small pitch differences, volume movement, filter motion, and a bit of lo-fi grit, all while keeping the setup light and efficient. Let's get into it. First, choose a vocal sample that already has character. Short is usually better. Think one word, a short chant, a spoken phrase, or a rough a cappella snippet. For old-school DNB, a vocal with some mid-range presence and a little grit is ideal. If it's too clean, that's okay. We can dirty it up later. Now drag that sample into a MIDI track in Ableton Live 12. Ableton will automatically load Simpler for you. That's perfect, because Simpler is lightweight and really useful for this kind of work. If you have one short phrase, start in classic mode. Set playback to trigger, and keep the voices around 8 or 16 if needed. If the sample has multiple usable bits or you want to chop it up more creatively, try slice mode and slice by transient or beat. That makes it easy to build those classic chop DNB vocal fills. Now comes the most important part, making it feel human. The cheapest and often the best way to humanize is right in the MIDI clip. Don't place every note exactly on the grid. Nudge some hits slightly ahead or behind the beat. Make some notes shorter and some a little longer. That alone can completely change the vibe. For DNB, vocal hits often work really well when they answer the snare instead of just filling empty space. So think rhythmically. Let the vocal act like a percussion layer with personality. You can place one chop slightly before a snare for urgency, or slightly after it for a laid-back groove. That tiny timing choice makes a big difference. If you want a little extra variation without using heavy plugins, add some MIDI effects before Simpler. The random device can introduce gentle variation in pitch or velocity. Keep the chants low, around 10 to 25%, so it stays subtle. Then use velocity to smooth out the dynamics so it doesn't feel robotic. Note length is also useful for giving each chop a slightly different tail. Another great low CPU trick is clip editing. Just because you have MIDI notes in a grid doesn't mean they need to behave like a grid. Adjust note positions, note lengths, and velocities directly in the clip view. This is one of the best beginner habits in Ableton because it costs nothing and immediately makes the part feel more musical. Next, let's add some pitch drift. Old samplers and tape-style processes often had slight pitch instability, and that's part of the charm. You can fake this very cheaply by manually changing the transpose of individual chops in Simpler, or by using different MIDI notes for each repeat. For example, one hit can stay at 0 semitones, the next can go up by 1 or 2, the next can dip down a semitone, and then another can return to the original pitch. That kind of tiny movement creates a warped, worn-in sampler feel. If you want even more unstable character, you can try frequency shifter very lightly. Keep the shift tiny, just enough to create a slight tension or wobble. But be careful here. A tiny amount goes a long way. This is one of those effects that can sound amazing at low settings and really strange if you push it too hard. Now let's build a simple stock device chain that gives us the right tonal shape without overloading the CPU. A great starting chain is Simpler, then EQ8, then Saturator, then Auto Filter, then Echo, and finally Utility. Start with EQ8. Use it to clean up the vocal before you add more processing. High pass the low end somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, depending on the sample. If the vocal sounds mighty, cut a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If it needs more presence, a small boost around 2 to 5 kHz can help. In DNB, you usually want the vocal sitting in the midrange, not fighting the sub or bass. Next is Saturator. This gives you that old-school harmonic dirt and helps the vocal cut through the drums without needing too much EQ. Try a few decibels of drive, keep soft clip on, and compensate the output so the level doesn't jump too much. Think subtle warmth, not full distortion. Then comes Auto Filter, which is going to be your main build-up tool. If this is a riser, automate the cutoff so it starts darker and opens up toward the drop. A low-pass filter works really well here. Start the vocal more muffled, then open it gradually. Add a little resonance if you want some edge, but keep it controlled. That swelling filter motion is a classic way to create tension in a DNB transition. After that, use echo instead of heavy reverb if you want movement without washing everything out. Echo can give you that classic trail behind the vocal while staying more focused than a huge reverb. Try a sync time like 1/8 or 1/4 notes. Keep feedback moderate and darken the repeats a bit. That gives you atmosphere and space while staying clear in the mix. Finally, use utility to manage width and overall stereo feel. Keep the low end centered, and if you want a bit more atmosphere, widen the vocal slightly. Don't go crazy with width. DNB mixes can get messy fast if everything is super wide. Now let's make the volume feel alive. A vocal texture sounds much more convincing when the loudness changes naturally over time. You can do this with clip gain, utility gain automation, or simple volume automation in the arrangement. A good approach is to keep the early part of the riser restrained and then let it swell in the final bars. Small rises of 1 to 3 decibels are often enough. You're not trying to overpower the track, just to build tension. If the vocal gets too loud too early, you lose the payoff. If the track wants a bit more grime, you can add redux lightly for lo-fi texture. Keep it subtle. Just a touch of downsampling or bit reduction can make the vocal feel more dusty and vintage. But remember, the goal is still musicality. We want character, not destruction. Reverb is optional here, and if you do use it, keep it small. A short room or subtle space can help glue the chops together, but in DNB, echo often works better than a big wash of reverb. Too much reverb can blur the rhythm and step on the drums. Now let's think like an arranger. A vocal riser usually works best in the last 2 to 4 bars before the drop, or as a background tension layer in a buildup. You want the part to evolve. A simple structure could be this. In the first bar or two, the vocal is sparse, filtered, and quiet. Then in the middle bars, it becomes a little more active, with more frequent chops and a slightly more open filter. In the final bar, it becomes the most intense, with more echo, more brightness, and maybe one final chopped phrase that leads right into the drop. This is where contrast becomes really powerful. Start dry, then get more filtered and echoed, then cut it sharply before the drop. That sudden stop creates space, and space makes the drop feel bigger. You can also make the vocal feel even more human by working in layers. For example, one layer can be the dry chopped phrase, another can be a filtered shadow underneath, and a third can be a short echo print. Keeping them separate makes it easier to shape the movement without forcing everything through one heavy chain. And here's a very important CPU-saving move. Once the vocal texture sounds right, resample it. Create a new audio track, route the vocal track into it, record a few bars, and then disable or freeze the original instrument track. This saves CPU, makes the session easier to manage, and helps you commit to the sound instead of endlessly tweaking it. That's a really good beginner habit in Ableton. Render once it feels good. Don't get stuck adjusting the same 4 knobs forever. Make the decision. Print the audio and move the track forward. Let's quickly cover a few common mistakes. First, don't overprocess the vocal. Too much reverb, too much delay, and too much saturation can turn the part into muddy soup. Keep each device focused on one job. Second, don't leave too much low end in the vocal. It will fight with the bass line and kick. High pass it. Third, don't make the timing too perfect. If every chop lands exactly on the grid, it loses the human feel. Fourth, don't overdo stereo width. Very wide vocal effects can collapse badly in mono and clash with other elements. And fifth, always remember the drop. A riser is supposed to create tension and then get out of the way. If the vocal keeps going too long, it can weaken the impact. If you want a quick practice exercise, try this. Build a 4-bar old-school vocal riser using one short phrase. Put it in simpler, create a MIDI clip with 4 to 8 vocal hits, vary the spacing and note lengths, then add EQ8, saturator, auto filter, echo, and utility. Automate the filter cutoff upward, gently raise the volume, and increase echo feedback slightly in the last bar. Then bounce it to audio and compare it to a version that's dry and static. You should hear the difference immediately. The humanized version will feel more like a performance and less like a loop. So to recap, use a simple vocal source, chop it in simpler, humanize it with timing and velocity changes, add light pitch variation, shape it with EQ, saturation, filter movement, and echo, and then resample when it feels right. Keep it dark, rhythmic, evolving, and controlled. That's the sweet spot for old-school inspired drum and bass vocal texture. Short, eerie, musical and moving. That's how you get that classic tension before the drop. If you want, I can also turn this into a step-by-step Ableton Live demo script, a bar-by-bar MIDI pattern, or a preset style device settings guide.